This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
InfoWars is the brainchild of radio host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones
is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones of the Muslim world. You know, it's
that man's a saint. You watch your mouth.
Time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a rapist.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars. InfoWars.
InfoWars. You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I said that I was going to take off today and spend some time with the family, but my family doesn't have any future if I'm not here on air fighting the globalists. If you're not there taking action, because Trump's not taking any time off, I can tell you that, except maybe a golf game once a week while he meets with some world leader. So I'm here because my children have no future if we're not on the front lines of this fight. We're getting ready to launch more shows, more transmissions, hiring more crew. Right now is such a critical time. Wild horses could not drag me away. So I'm here. I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow, I've got to take off the broadcast day because I'm going to have a bunch of experts and technicians and people here getting ready to launch new TV satellites, new radio affiliates, a new broadcast, and so much more. So we are definitely in an expansion phase against the globalist. That said, we're doing that tenuously, despite the fact that Google banned us advertising and killed about $5 million of funding, and you've seen all the other massive attacks, them going after our affiliates, and so much more. But I am doubling down all in against the globalist. I'm going to go 110%. I'm not going to play games doing this, because historically you know you win when you just bet everything on it and you've got God on your side. So thank you all so much for tuning in today. American citizen that Obama cut loose 17 months ago, in a coma, they ship him back. He dies in his mother and father's arms. And I remembered all the leftists saying, oh, he's a white scumbag. You know, he deserves it. He tried to steal a poster off a wall or something. And, of course, the North Koreans never lie, so I'm sure it's all true. And so we're going to play some of the clips of the leftists, again, invoking race, finding any way to invoke race, saying this frat boy deserves what happened to him. Well, now he's dead. And the Huffington Post and MSNBC and others, they don't have egg on their face, because they're proud of what they are a part of, worshiping any form of authoritarianism as long as it's anti-Western. Here's what the president had to say yesterday.
I just wanted to pass on word that Otto Warmbier has just passed away. He spent a year and a half in North Korea. A lot of bad things happened, but at least we got him home to be with his parents, where they were so happy to see him, even though he was in very tough condition, but he just passed away a little while ago. It's a brutal regime, and we'll be able to handle it.
A lot of trendies, and I'm not saying Mr. Wimbear was one, but a lot of trendies, the trendy thing to do is to go to North Korea. And they have trendy tours, and it's the big liberal thing. People pass around Kim Jong-un memorabilia. They make jokes about it. They think communist China's cute. They think Cuba's cute. They think Venezuela's cute. They think the old Soviet Union's cute. It's the trendy thing to sit here in the lap of freedom comparatively and then make jokes like the left has done about his incarceration, and now he's dead. Oh, they may cancel all your little tourist trips there, though, to go see your little communist wonderland for yourself. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Colonel Schaefer is warning of a bloody civil war. We've been warning you as well. That's coming up straight ahead, and the U.S.-Russia crisis.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Into the future, my friends, already. The 20th day of June 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Paul Watson will host the fourth hour. One of Joe Biggs' friends out in California, he's gone out there and spoken to their group, was stabbed 9 times and has almost died after leaving a Trump event. And was told, die, white boy, you know, die, Trump supporter. This is somebody that Joe Biggs is friends with. In fact, he's in the article. In the article that I have here, there is a photo of Biggs with the gentleman. Here it is right here for TV viewers. So you can see them out in California. He's wearing a Hillary for President shirt, the gentleman that got stabbed. And the word is he had InfoWars on his car. So this is the country we live in. This is why everybody needs their concealed carry. Trump supporters stabbed, reportedly by Armenian gang members, after being identified as conservative. Wow, Armenians think Trump's bad trying to keep radical Muslims out? I don't even know if that's true. I don't know if the media spun that or whatever. It just doesn't sound right. A Trump supporter was stabbed and is currently in critical condition in Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center after being identified as a conservative and subsequently stabbed by an Armenian gang member. 27-year-old Antonio Foreman, had just left the free speech rally in California alongside a slew of other well-known Trump supporters such as Kyle Chapman. Afterward, they headed to a local bar to relax. After a few hours at the bar, the group, many drawing Trump hats, supported bumper stickers in their vehicles, decided to retire for the night. That's when things took a turn for the worse. As Tony approached his vehicle, another car rammed through the parking gate, vehicle barrier, into the lot, directly smashing into Tony's car. That sounds like Islamic Jihad to me. The Armenians reportedly exited the car and reportedly were initially receptive to exchanging insurance information. They walked the length of Mr. Foreman's car, noticed multiple pro-Patriot stickers, including Gadsden flag and the American flag, and multiple other patriotic pro-Republican stickers on his back window. That's when things turned for the worse. After noticing these stickers, the Armenian gang members, is reported, then walked back to his car before reapproaching Mr. Foreman. The car's other passengers stepped out of the vehicle, wielding knives. Within a matter of minutes, Mr. Foreman was stabbed 9 times right before one of the gang members screamed, "I'm going to shank you, white boy." That's being reported by local newspapers. It's being reported by Infowars.com. Kit Daniels' story up on it as well. I mean, that's what this country has turned into with just the hype. Kill, kill, kill. And Bernie Sanders, after one of his supporters went and shot Congressman Scalise and four other people, including two police officers, has come out and said, by any means necessary, get aggressive to his supporters. We've got a clip of that coming up. And that ties in with Colonel Schaefer. The video's on Infowars.com, and Colonel Schaefer's not your average lieutenant colonel. He's tied in with major intelligence agencies, COG, you name it. He's one of the key people that's been exposing how our government was behind Al-Qaeda and ISIS. He headed up the anti-Bin Laden group, of course, that was ordered to stand down twice before 9/11. He has come out and said definitely they're prepping for civil war and trying to cause one. Now, of course, I said this first, and I've been saying this all along, but it's not about credit. It's about credibility. And I told you they'd use COG to do it, that there is an information warfare against the president and the republic that intends to go hot. Schaefer's now said that word for word. He's not getting it from me. We're looking at the exact same situation. That's why we're saying the exact same things. Because we're looking with our research, with all the terms we know, and with the history we know, at exactly what's happening. The globalists are using old playbooks, but with high-tech weapons. So we're already in a soft civil war, and you've got Soros set for July 2nd to launch rallies each week thereafter, right through August, calling for massive violence, attacks on police. It's going to be hellish. And there's a big debate with conservatives and libertarians. Should we be nonviolent? Absolutely. We should not be offensively violent. But if someone pulls a knife on you and says, "I'm going to stab you in a parking lot because you're a Trump supporter or because you're white or because you are a libertarian," unload into their chest. It's better to be tried by 9 than carried by 6. The Fourth Turning, A Summer of Rage and the Total Eclipse of the Deep State. Excellent article at Zero Hedge. I think I want to post that on Infowars.com. It's from 10 days ago, but it really boils it down. And that is exactly what's happening. In fact, I think David Knight's had the authors of The Fourth Turning on before. It's a historical cycle that's been documented. We're approaching The Fourth Turning right now, and the entrenched power structure knows that there's about to be a new renaissance. And they're really, 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 really upset right now. Now, let me tell you the news that's coming up. Moscow accuses Trump of returning to Cold War-style rhetoric in Cuba. Well, he's doing the right thing with Cuba, and I'll break down why. War with Russia. The Russians announce any U.S. warplanes flying over Syria will be treated as targets. And then I've got mainstream news articles saying you should be concerned about World War III. Why World War III is more of a threat than ever. Here it is out of the week. Memo to America. You should still be terrified of World War III. Armed Russian jets come within 5 feet of U.S. recon jet. Fox News. Yesterday, I came out and started the broadcast off saying the United States and Russia are now in a standoff. The same type of standoff we saw in the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1961. We're in the greatest danger we've been since then. This could easily trigger a new world war. Now, that's what top analysts are saying, what top generals are saying. But then I saw liberal publications all over the place say, look at Jones's fear-mongering. Jones is saying this could kick off a larger world war. Ladies and gentlemen, that shows the delusional nature of liberals, that they're the main group that goes to North Korea. It is the trendy thing to do. If you already like communism and socialism, you know, bring your smartphone, whatever, go on a tour to North Korea, pose by the starving villagers, make jokes about them. This is the culture. It's nasty and dirty to make fun of communist China and Venezuela and Cuba and say you hate America at the same time. But if you go there and you're not someone that hails communism and salutes the paramilitary forces, you'll be grabbed, you'll be tortured to death. And then the left will make jokes about it, as they've done now. That's right, the Huffington Post and others making their normal standard jokes about Otto Warmbier. We're going to play some of those clips of what they've had to say about that situation. Truly. Truly disgusting. Now, that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to get into the stock market is at record highs, but the globalists admit they're trying to plunge it to stop the recovery. And that ties into even mainstream financial analysts are saying it is now time to break up Amazon. Amazon, ladies and gentlemen, is even putting Walmart out of business in many areas. Amazon, in the major metrics, is what is causing housing prices and building prices and real estate prices to plunge. Amazon has a oligopoly that they've been allowed to set up with communist China, with the globalists. Bezos is a total eugenicist centralizer. He's partnered with the CIA. He owns the Washington Post, who they admit is the main weapon system against Trump and the American people. Now, he recently met with Trump, showing a little bit of a capitulation because they tried to overthrow Trump. They tried to crush him. They tried to destroy him. It's failed. And so now they're going and meeting with him. So is Google. Trump needs to know they're never going to stop. They will kiss him to his face. They will kiss him on the neck, kiss him on the cheek, but behind his back, their organs will continue to savage and go after him. But because of the free market and because of basic systems of Americana, our country, our economy, this delicate ecosystem that is a quasi-free market system, cannot operate with behemoths like Amazon, undercutting everybody, creating monopolies, who also censor libertarian and conservative information. Notice Amazon can be the biggest seller in the world of supplements and nutraceuticals, a lot of them total crap. FDA does nothing. But the cleanest, best organizations that put out the most highly certified quality products get harassed because they're not mega giants. Notice MSM attacks us all day because we sell BioTrue selenium, the purest, highest quality selenium that we can find out there. Or we sell high quality vitamin mineral, fruit punch, amino acid drinks that are super popular. I mean, we got to the top labs in the country. But it's snake oil when we sell shampoo or fluoride-free toothpaste. We're not allowed to exist. We're conspiracy theorists. Everything we do is evil and bad. But Bezos can sell any nutraceutical supplement he wants from total crap to super high quality. But it gets worse. Now he bought Whole Foods. Of the almost 40 products we've got, 10 of them are made by top labs that produce for Whole Foods and we private label. And the word is, politically, they may not let us anymore. Bezos is a piece of work. Bezos. He can sell you supplements I can't see because he's God. It's good when he sells them. When I sell them, it's bad because I'm not allowed to have an economy. You're not allowed to have an economy. Patriots, Christians, conservatives, we're not allowed to have anything. That's why it's an act of resistance and rebellion when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com from our little high high-quality, secure shopping cart and not from Amazon, that globalist, anti-gun, anti-Christian, pro-Islamic turd basket.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So Jeff Bezos, and I'm going to come back in the next segment and get into all the other news I mentioned, from North Korea to what's happening with the globalists trying to start a civil war and so much more. Jeff Bezos is totally anti-gun, an absolute globalist elitist. He's been allowed to have multinational deals with European countries, socialist countries, communist countries that no one else is allowed to have because he works on centralizing control and propping up corrupt regimes. He's partnered with the CIA with $600 million last year that Obama gave him to try to defeat Trump and to funnel that money through Amazon. The CIA now runs their main servers through Amazon.com. So Amazon.com is a leftist, globalist utility of the leftist deep state in government. That's not rhetoric. That's a total definition. You heard it here first. And he finally went to the White House in the last few days and looked completely freaked out being up there with Trump. But at least he's being forced to now go and claim he's not going to try to destroy Trump or butcher our economy. The problem is, if you dig through the news, even mainline analysts are saying the real estate market commercially is plunging because of Amazon. And so if you expand on that, you look at all these other parts of the economy, it's only going down even that much faster and accelerating our journey to being a third world country. So we have to ask ourselves, what should Trump do? Well, under the 1906 antitrust, Sherman Antitrust Act, Amazon shouldn't be able to control the market for retail to a point that even kills Walmart. Walmart killed Main Street. Amazon is killing competitiveness, the economy, the upwardly mobile wage, real estate, diversity, everything. It's absolutely crazy. But you notice so many of the leftist real estate owners, they've all been for globalism. They've all been for socialism. They've all been for NAFTA and GATT. They bought into, we won't be an industrial economy. We won't be an agrarian economy. We won't be a localized economy. We'll be a global economy, and we'll have a service economy. And so Main Street went, ooh, and the retail stores went, ooh, wow, we really want this globalism. This is going to be so good for us. And now the service economy is the fastest part of the economy imploding. And Trump's running in, trying to rebuild the industrial, trying to rebuild the infrastructure, trying to rebuild the agrarian, the farming, trying to kickstart it all, because there are thousands of regulations designed where it's impossible to have different types of smelting facilities, where it's impossible to have all these different types of operations. And they're the globalists, the Jeff Bezoses, and everybody else that know they're creating an economy that's meant to implode, controlled austerity. Where then they're the only corporations left standing, exploiting what's left of the West, using third world and communist Chinese slave labor. A total global financial takeover. But this is what the left wanted. Nice, fake, trendy, you know, guys with their shaved heads and their little chicken necks talking in effeminate voices like they're non-threatening, using class warfare, funding Black Lives Matter, funding open borders, funding the smashing of the nation state, funding the total takeover of the culture. And then it's your very destruction, your very disenfranchisement. So Amazon can operate all day, but they shouldn't be able to have monopolistic practices, which they're famous for, and they shouldn't be able to come in and buy Whole Foods. And they shouldn't be selectively left alone by regulators at the Food and Drug Administration like they are, to be able to just do whatever they want and then give huge financial contributions to politicians, and then those very politicians then sick the regulators on tens of thousands of other smaller, high-quality companies. That's what this is really all about. Now, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back into all the really hardcore, serious news, but President Trump needs to know when Google and when Facebook and when Amazon, the big three, go and meet with him, they're absolutely lying to his face, because everything he represents, the average person being self-sufficient, the average person being successful, is the antithesis of what these globalists are actually wanting. They are cold-blooded consolidators of power. They are sociopathic, psychopathic control freaks, openly at war with the president. And the president needs to understand that Bezos is the man heading up the Washington Post, and it's a project to lie about him, to slander him, and to destroy him. Say what you want about Trump, but he's got the eye of the New World Order against him. And he's trying to desperately turn the economy back on. And if people don't get behind him and push hard and realize the problem is the Republican Congress, that's a bunch of cowards, they're the enemy. Trump's not the enemy. The Democrats and the Republican leadership, they're the enemy. They stand in the way of our prosperity and our future, and they want to enslave us.
We're on.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order.
So, Jeff Bezos, the head of Amazon, the biggest company in the world. He's the richest man in the world. He's a big liberal for class warfare, and he funds Black Lives Matter and all the anti-police violence with George Soros, and he works with all these dictatorships around the world getting slave goods brought in. And if Walmart killed Main Street, well, Amazon's killing real estate, communities, basically total deindustrialization. And he's been waging war against Trump, who wanted to simply give us the same power prices China has, and who simply wanted to turn our power plants back on. Well, he was forced to go be part of this summit yesterday because Trump is defeating him. We're defeating him. So he went to the summit, but bugged his eyes out and basically acted like he hated President Trump. And again, I want to just warn the world, Bezos and other globalists are snakes.
that want to suppress our economy, that want to dominate and totally control our civilization and our society. And Trump is trying to turn our economy back on. That is why they are so upset. That is why they are so mad, because they have an economic consolidation plan, just like they do in the third world, to have 99% of people poor and a tiny 1% at the top. But when you look at where half the wealth in the world already is, we've done the math before, it's 0.00000004.2 or something. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's not 0.1%. It's not 0.1%. It's not, I mean, it just goes on. The math is staggering. Out of 7.5 billion people, different estimates are out there, but some estimates show that just the top 0.1% has half the wealth. And then it's the 1% that has like 80% of the wealth, depending on how you slice the numbers. It's just incredible. But the Bezoses and the Lloyd Blankfeins of the world, they are funding the massive leftist ideology because it's incompatible with a free market society. And they want to wreck the ladder up. Everybody else. It's a fact North Korea is a hellhole. It's a fact that Soviet Russia was a hellhole. It's a fact that Eastern Europe got wrecked by communism. It's a fact that Latin American countries that adopted it went from wealthy to poor almost overnight. It's a fact. It creates a top-down bullying nightmare situation. But you've got lots of lazy children of children of children who grow up in the lap of luxury and don't want to work and just know how to bitch and complain all day, who want to pull down what's left of our sputtering, faltering free market that's got black smoke coming out the back and is operating maybe at 10% of capacity. And even at 10% of its capacity, conservatively, they're complaining and hating it with their smartphones, with their designer shirts, with their designer shoes, in their cars, in their apartments. Even the poorest of the trendies is wealthier than people in most parts of the world, but they hate it because they lust for conquest. They've never really been in a fight. They've never really run a business. They've never been in the military. But they imagine the great social structures coming down and them ruling things and them being bosses and executives. And people like Bezos know their psychology. They know their mindset. They know who they are. And it's totally disgusting to watch them played. Now, I've got a lot to cover and a lot to break down and obviously go over here today. Hannity has come out and agreed with InfoWars that NBC should release the full hours and hours and hours of interview I did with Megyn Kelly. Even New Yorker Magazine and others say it looks totally edited and jump cut, where it's indistinguishable what I was saying to make me look like a stammering, blubbering buffoon. They interviewed me for, off and on, 4 hours over 12 hours they were here. Roughly 9:30 in the morning till almost 11 at night, so more than 12 hours. And then they have maybe 2 minutes of me in 19 minutes blubbering and stammering. Anyone that's heard the show knows that I'm teleprompter free and I'm the opposite of blubbering and stammering. But that if you listen for an hour, I will get ahead of myself and a few times stammer or stutter because I'm so excited. Or I'll pause. And that's all they did was cut it together to make me look like a buffoon. But people hate mainstream media so much that we now have the ratings. She not only had the lowest ratings for Dateline NBC in its 20-plus year history, 3.5 million viewers. According to the Daily Mail, according to Variety, according to the Nielsen ratings, she had the lowest ratings in her slot in all of broadcast television. Isn't that interesting? And they posted it on NBC News site days ago. It only had 179,000 views when our video is about to have 20-plus million views. I mean, you know, I shouldn't have been interviewed by her. This is kind of like the final nail in the coffin. It is such a joke to be on a show like that. It shows how there's nothing more uncool than being on mainstream television and being associated with Hollywood or any of it. Our listeners hate it. They love seeing us troll her and release, you know, part of the behind the scenes early to show she's a liar, but they're sick of hearing about her. But Hannity's right. He got interviewed by Ted Koppel and said that Ted edited it together to make him look like an idiot. Another guy that can think on his feet better than almost anybody, Sean Hannity, that was edited, remember, a few months ago to be fake? And it's the same thing. So Hannity has said, release it. That's going to come up. Colonel Schaefer warns a bloody civil war, societal collapse. That's really our biggest news. It all ties together. But before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut down InfoWars. And we've never had this many viewers. We've never had this many listeners. But they've gone after our sponsors. They've kicked us off Google Ads. Another reason Google's a monopoly. They won't even give conservatives and libertarians access to the marketplace. That's beyond. That's discriminatory. That's beyond monopoly. That's what the left wants. They want to put us all in electronic ghettos that Matt Drudge warned about a year and a half ago, where they have total control. That's why we've got to build our own systems. But Amazon and others won't even let us basically do that, because they're trying to smother us. They're trying to stop us from growing. But InfoWars has grown to be the biggest resistance multimedia arm out there in the face of the New World Order. There's Drudge that's so huge, being able to focus on stories and get people talking about certain subjects. And Drudge is the biggest thing out there. And then there's InfoWars. Breitbart is having massive revenue problems. Daily Caller, all of them are in deep trouble because conservatives thought Trump won. They thought that was the big battle. They can go to sleep. The big war started, as you can see, when Trump won and we got that beachhead, because if they let him get good Supreme Court justices in, and if they let him cut taxes, and if they let him kill Obamacare, and if they let him secure the borders, and if they let him get us out of TPP, unelected global government, and if they let him kill the carbon tax, they're done. The globalists hijacked America and built this global unelected monstrosity on fraud, and now the president, under the Constitution, is killing it one step at a time. They don't know what to do. They're openly marketing and pushing for his death. They're openly calling for his overthrow, and they want my overthrow. And I am so honored that we saw the biggest, most disgusting, filthy, edited, twisted hit piece in history. They've never put a more one-sided hit piece out and admitted it was a one-sided hit piece, and got all the publications to cheer for a hit piece, and the public tuned out and didn't want to hear it. We had record views and listeners. Our coverage had 20-plus million views on videos alone. That's just counting my videos and Cernovich's. I didn't have time to go count up all the other videos on it. But the pro-Alex Jones, pro-InfoWars, 20-plus million, she had 3.5 on the broadcast. As of this morning, 179,000. On NBC News' YouTube. No one wants to watch it. We got 20 million. She's got less than 4 million. Again, that shows how they don't matter. And Congress needs to know, call MSM's bluff. Stop being so scared of them when they call you a racist or call you a demon or call you a child molester or call you all these things that they are. So much of Congress is still absolutely lapdog and loves to go on Meet the Press and loves to go on Face the Nation and loves to feel like they're part of the establishment. No, that's the plague. And that final illusion is falling, and that's why they're so scared. But that said, we need financial support more than ever. I would ask all the listeners to commit to go to InfoWarsStore.com and to battle the Amazons and the Bezoses and you name it, a high-tech, secure, quality shopping center that has the preparedness items, the health and wellness, the media, the gear, the specials, and InfoWars Life, the supplements, the highest quality storable foods, the highest quality grass-certified, you know, following all the regulations, all the laws, the very best, highest tested, the best toothpaste, fluoride-free, with quality ingredients nobody else has got, like colloidal silver and iodine, vitamin mineral fusion, Emrex essentials, it's all there. And we're running a special this summer for the next 2 weeks. I'm going to call it the Summer Special. Support Patriot Media Summer Mega Specials, now live at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time, plus free shipping. Free speech is now being censored across the web. and the independent Patriot media has come under attack like never before. To help fund Patriot media and fight back against these attacks, we have launched a series of summer mega specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of these unprecedented mega specials and help support the tip of the spear, or what one caller called the sword of truth, in the fight against these globalists. Free shipping store-wide, Survival Shield X2, 30% off, even though it's about to sell out. Again, Z-Shield, our new heavy metal detoxifier with Shilajit, and so much more. The Zeolites, concentrated to detoxify the body. Z-Shield, 30% off out of the gates. InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods. We just call it InfoWars Select. It's not select foods. It's the whole line of My Patriot is discounted 30-40% off retail for a limited time. We do that every few months. Emmerich's Essentials Outdoor Pack. That's the healthy sunscreen and the bug spray. 40% off. When you sign up for auto ship, that's a loss leader, but I want you to have it and try it. It's essential for the summer. Living Defense, the Parasite Cleanse, 20% off. That is an amazing value. All of that is while supplies last. Living Defense could sell out the next few days. Go read about the secrets of nascent iodine. We have the true, purest, deep earth crystal source that anybody's found out there and put into a supplement. Learn about that. Learn about why these are such game-changing products. Why Brain Force is such an amazing nootropic for the brain and why it's so popular on third-party sites. But whatever you do, support the broadcast and pray for us, because we've got the enemy's attention, and we represent the defense of free speech. We represent the republic. We represent religious freedom. We represent the fight against radical Islam that doesn't recognize religious freedom. We represent the fight for families. We represent the defense of the West for no matter what color you are, but for the Renaissance. And we're fighting as hard as we can, and whether it's Patriot T-shirts to meet like-minded people and spread the word, or whether it is high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, we have the widest selection, lowest prices. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I want to salute all of you that have stood up to the bullies at CNN and that have charged their public events peacefully and gotten on air exposing that they side with ISIS. I want to salute you all that are getting those T-shirts and wearing them out in public. I want to salute all of you that are getting your concealed carry and wearing it on your hip. So when these leftist terrorists try to kill you, you can defend yourself. That's happening more and more because we're praying for peace, but we're preparing for war. And it takes money to fund a war, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear in that fight. All right. Thank you all for the support. It is essential. Now, Civil War. The left is on every publication they own, to TV shows, dramas, plays, saying kill the president, kill his family, kill his supporters. And people are getting beat over the head with clubs, with bike locks. They're getting stabbed. It's happening everywhere. The Islamists know this is their time. There were two more Islamist attacks in England and France today. People running folks over with cars, stabbing people. The leftists are activating, stabbing patriot activists in places like New York and in California today. We are seeing communists here in Austin openly attacking our camera crew and our reporters and having semi-automatic rifles with their fingers on the triggers. I mean, they are ready to go. They are ready to bring in the civil emergency. And if we act like cowards during the civil emergency and let Soros dictate like Ukraine and like the Arab Spring, step down Trump and we'll stop burning cities. If our military and our police and our citizenry don't then offensively, in a defensive move, in a counter move, politically get back in their faces and also defend ourselves from physical attacks, they will intimidate the nation into a new dark age. Think Bolshevik Revolution 1917, but Americana style. They believe this is their time. They're making their move. Here is Colonel Schaefer, black ops dialed into everything, telling you exactly what I've been laying out for a while. They're planning for a COG emergency after they start a civil war. We're in a total war, an information war. They're trying to bring our president down. Here's the clip.
This is the issue. If the governments who are responsible for our common welfare, common good, and defense are shown to be ineffective, people on the opposite side are going to rise up. So what you see here is the automatic response, force on force, of certain folks coming back to essentially create, to retaliate. So again, the pathology is clear. If one side begins to act violently, you have inevitably the other side starting to come back. It always happens. So So we have to understand if the government does not stop the violence on the left, you'll see more violence on the right and retaliation. It's inevitable.
Colonel, you fight in war zones. People are getting way too crazy about politics. These are a difference in philosophy.
Right.
We shouldn't be shooting at each other and trying to stab each other,
precisely,
rushing in stages. It's out of control. Hopefully rational people will dial it back. I didn't think I'd have to tap into your terrorism knowledge for these segments, but sadly we do.
We should get that clip from a month ago when we wrote an article about it where he said there's an information war against the president. This is a deep state war trying to overthrow the president. We should take that clip with that clip and put it together because here's the problem. It's totally authorized when they're doing a simulated murder of the president and pushing it to get other people to do it at a government-funded event. When the left's rushing the stage and taking over everywhere else, to then rush the stage and say no more political violence, stop shooting members of Congress, stop shooting cops in the back. The left is 99% of this violence. So in the threat continuum, we're just using information war to try to stop their physical attack. Because if we don't do that, it's going to then break into physical violence. I'm encouraging people to hold the line like Gandhi or Martin Luther King, and not offensively strike back because it's politically hurting the left. But then if they launch a full offensive, then we've got to really launch back physically.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
So, Megyn Kelly has totally flopped. She has the lowest ratings in the history of NBC's Dateline. And now we learned the lowest ratings in all of broadcast TV slots, according to Nielsen ratings that was picked up by the Daily Mail. So folks would ask then, why are we still covering it? Because they threw everything they had at us. They edited it. They twisted it. They took it out of context. We're going to be releasing the full interview very, very soon at the end of the week. But the big issue here is, what are they going to do now? Separate from that, Sean Hannity, who broke down the fact that Ted Koppel came out with that interview last year where he basically edited Sean Hannity together extremely deceptively. And so Hannity has said it's now time to release the tapes of the Alex Jones interview and let the American people decide. He's not attacking Megyn Kelly. He's being very friendly about it. He's saying, let's just let the American people decide. And that's exactly what I said. Release it on NBC News website. And then people can see what the producers really did. Here it is.
All right, so during last night's interview, NBC News host Megyn Kelly, my former colleague, pressed Jones on some of his conspiracy theories. But out of the hours of video apparently they taped, NBC only aired a few minutes of it. Now, Jones has called for NBC to release the full unedited version of the interview. And by the way, in this case, I have to agree. Whether you agree or disagree with him, this is the right thing to do. Now, I want to be very clear. I am in no way, as some in social media have suggested, being critical of my colleague and somebody who I've been friends with, Megyn Kelly. She is a journalist. She was doing her job. But I do believe NBC News should release the tapes, the full tapes of the Alex Jones interview. Let Americans decide. Isn't that what websites are now for? Shouldn't NBC let you, the American public, see everything that was said, and then they can decide for themselves what to think? Now, I say this because I'm a little sick and tired of the mainstream media, news media, editing interviews to fit a predetermined narrative. Again, I'm not saying Megyn Kelly did this. As a matter of fact, I know she didn't. And I really do hate to disappoint all of you people in the media that would love to see a battle and fight break out between Megyn Kelly. That's not happening. So I truly wish her the best. But you may remember, just a few months ago, back in March, I was the focus of fake edited news. I had agreed to do an interview with CBS and their Sunday morning program and their special contributor, Ted Koppel. The interview lasted nearly 50 minutes, as we discussed, in great detail, great specificity, many, many things, why there's such a great divide in America, politics, and media. The interview airs, I get 70 seconds of that interview cut down. Afterwards, I called for CBS to release the full video, which, of course, they refused to do. And that brings us to tonight's question of the day. Should NBC release the tapes, especially in the day and age where all of these news organizations have websites? All I got to do is put it up there.
I'm going to play the whole segment from Fox. I never do that, but we're the subject of it, so we can be a fair use. I don't think Hannity has a problem because he's one of the only real journalists left on broadcast and cable television, because he is on some broadcast. Fox stations around the country broadcast as well. Very popular show. But 5 million viewers just on cable alone, another 5 million or so on other stations. So he is the king of cable news. They try to spin it and say it's Rachel Maddow. But the larger point here is that that's what websites are for. And you'd have more ratings and more listeners, and people would do interviews then and then trust you. Okay, put out your edited version on the big broadcast. But on the Internet, put out the raw 100-plus minute interview we did. That was just one of four interviews. We did one in the hallway, one in the control room, one in here, one in the car, one in the at the restaurant. Okay, that's more than four interviews. We did like five, six interviews. Just released the one big sit-down, and hear what I really had to say. Hour number two, straight ahead, live, uncensored, unfiltered. It's the InfoWars.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life.